Hello everyone and welcome to TGI Patreon Mini for the week of October 17th. I'm your host Ryan Murphy, here to give you a preview of this week's Gamers In content. As always, we start things off by talking about what's up. What's up? Extra Life is happening. Not going to go into great detail here because I think this is maybe our third or fourth week talking about it. And if you're a longtime Gamers In fan, you know exactly what Extra Life is about. Hopefully you know what Gamers In is all about by now as well. If you go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018, you will find all the details, including how to donate. Our first streaming weekend is coming up in just 2 weeks. 10 days, October 27th, I will be streaming all day long, and Jocelyn will be joining me later on in the day as well. And you can look forward to many other days of streaming by checking our page and looking at the schedule. More on that in a bit. As for the Gamers In, not much to say, but I have been racing around in Forza Horizon 4 via the Game Pass on Xbox One. I'm going to talk about that. Really enjoying the seasons and the way they portray them early in the game, and then how they're built out as a persistent system after you finish the sort of opening of the game. Long story short, in the opening, you get all four seasons as you progress through the game and earn points. And then after you qualify for the Horizon roster, the seasons are weekly. So every Thursday they change. It's been winter all week. And I believe if I go play right now or tomorrow before the show, I think it's spring. Yes, duh. Spring comes after winter in the UK. That's how that works. Anyways, moving on. As for Jocelyn, she doesn't really have anything on tap this week. Not much has jumped out for her. So if you have a suggestion, certainly hit her up, but I'm sure she'll bring something to the show. Just tune in to find out. As for Summoner's Call, kind of quiet in Fire Emblem Heroes Land. We're waiting for Book 3, but we will be doing our homework and we'll have an up-to-date Game Club segment on Shadow Dragon, I promise you. It's happening, believe it. Okay, Extra Life. Donate. You can help by donating. You can also help by sharing the link, watching when we go live, keeping us occupied and busy, and just engage any way you can. We have a bunch of incentives through the Gamers In, through Summoner's Call, Zombies Ate My Podcast, a bunch of free games. Just go to bit.ly/TGI Extra Life 2018. Check out the team. I think this week we hit 25% towards our team goal, which is awesome. So, yeah, we're doing great so far, and hopefully we'll hit our goal in no time. I believe this is the third Thursday of the month, although we won't have a game night this week. I just saw it roll back over to $50 an episode, so thank you to the patrons who have supported us this far. We will probably have game night next week. I will check with Jocelyn, we'll get a post out, and you will all have advance notice. So look forward to that. As for the releases this week, it's still October, so it's still busy. You've got Starlink Battle for Atlas on PS4, Xbox One, and Switch. That came out yesterday on Tuesday. That's that weird Ubisoft Toronto game where you buy toys and you can change them on the dock thing that hooks up to your controller. I don't know how it works, but either way, the toys are connected to the game, and the Switch version has a bunch of Star Fox stuff, so that's cool. For Honor has an expansion, Marching Fire, out on PS4, Xbox One, and PC. That was also yesterday. As for the Friday releases this week, you got Soul Calibur 6 on PS4, Xbox One, and PC, as well as Dark Souls Remastered on Switch. I will not be getting that game, but I encourage those who love Dark Souls to check that out. New Gamers In will record live this Thursday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern over on twitch.tv/thegamersin. Be sure to join in on the conversation over on Discord by going to bit.ly/TGI Discord. Thanks for listening and have a great week.